Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show, where our goal is to make the world a polite place to live, one person at a time. And here are your hosts, HR and customer service expert Denise Harding, and etiquette image expert, speaker, author, also known as the Etiquette Lady, Donna Paige Riley.
Good evening, happy Sunday, and welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. I'm Donna Paige Riley, also known as the Etiquette Lady.
And good evening, my name is Denise Harding, I am the HR Lady.
And today is Sunday, September 20th, 2009, and we are broadcasting live from the lovely city of Atlanta, Georgia. It's been a liquid sunshiny day, and I hope it's been a beautiful day, no matter what the weather is, wherever you are listening. And, of course, you know, Denise, this has been an amazing week of weather for us here in the ATL.
Yes, it has.
Oh, man, it's been incredible. I don't know about you, but I was looking for Noah and his ark, especially on Wednesday. And Thursday, we had some unbelievable flooding in some areas. And, boy, I'll tell you, it's just really been amazing. We just had so much rain. And I'm telling you, my experience with it, fire trucks, police cars were all over the place, shutting down intersections. Cars were stalled out, couldn't make get through. But I tell you, I prayed through the high waters, and the Lord truly allowed me to make it through. It was just really interesting. I've never experienced anything like that in my life. And, of course, my mind went directly to what happened in Louisiana, you know, with the flood. I said, golly, I cannot even begin to imagine going through something worse than that. And, of course, when I got home, of course, I had some issues with flooding, you know, in my house. So, but anyway, enough of that.
You made it through the week.
I made it through. I certainly did. And I'm excited about this evening. I'm also excited that we're no longer in a drought, of course. But on this evening's show, you guys, we're going to discuss the testimonies that we are still receiving regarding our interview etiquette show. It has just been absolutely amazing. And since we've had so many testimonials, we decided and had to schedule a special show because we certainly want to share them with you. But anyway, once again, welcome to our loyal listeners and a special welcome to our new listeners. Thank you so much for joining the What is Etiquette Anyway family. We're delighted to call you a part of our family. And, of course, by all means, it doesn't matter if you're listening for the first time or you've been a long-time listener. You're both invited to give us a call at 347-324-3295, or you can shoot us an email at info@pagesetiquette.com. Now, we're aware that we have listeners of all ages, and we always want to begin the show by answering the question. Of course, Denise, our show is called What is Etiquette Anyway? And it ends with a question mark, so therefore we need to answer that.
Uh-huh.
So, for the benefit of the new listeners, etiquette is just simply a set of rules of behavior, and by using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. Now, I don't know which about you, but I know that's what I would certainly love. Who doesn't want to be around people that are pleasant? So, but the word etiquette itself comes from an old French word meaning ticket. Charles I and II of England copied the rules of etiquette from the French court. These rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. So just in case you don't necessarily remember the details of the origin, just simply remember that etiquette is a fancy word for manners. And, of course, that's what we're all trying to make sure that we possess good manners and good social skills. Well, Denise, of course, last week we ran a best of show. It was the interview etiquette part two. I believe, that we re-aired. And we had actually scheduled another topic for today, but since we have received numerous emails, we had to preempt the back-to-school show to do this testimonial show. And, of course, I want to thank you guys, first of all, for just reaching out to us and letting us know, giving us feedback, because we're always wanting to, you know, to educate and inform. And, gosh, this is just so exciting. So let me just take a moment to thank you guys again for taking time out of your schedule. It's one thing to say thanks and be appreciative, but when you go the extra mile and write an email or a thank you, that is just wonderful. And I thank you all for being kind enough to show your appreciation. It really, really means a lot. And it will certainly cause us to continue doing what we're doing and even look at ways that we can do what we're doing better. So without further ado, Denise, let's get started on some of these emails. Absolutely incredible. Let's see. We'll start with one. It starts out, it says, "Dearest HR and Etiquette Lady, thank you very much for the tips you gave on your interview show. I took your advice and wrote a thank you note to the interviewer expressing my gratification. Out of 75 candidate finalists, I was one of 8 called in for an interview, for a second interview. I took your advice and asked what factors determine who would be called back. Mm-hmm. I was told that in addition to my experience, I was one of 5 who sent a thank you note, and then she has handwritten. I remember that you ladies said that personal handwritten notes mean a lot because you actually took time to physically write it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel very confident that this job will be offered to me. Thank the two of you for giving great etiquette information." And this comes from Lainey Wilson, Jacksonville, Florida. Wow. Lainey.
Good job, Lainey.
Gosh, we thank you so much for that. We certainly do appreciate your feedback. And how exciting. You want to go to I know we're both trying to get through this pile, so you want to go to yours?
I sure do. That was a wonderful one from Lainey. I love that.
Yeah, so
this one is, "Dear HR and Etiquette Lady, I recently listened to your shows on interview skills, resume writing, and thank you notes. I did get an interview for one of the jobs I had applied for. I don't know if I was properly prepared, but the interview panel was 12 interviewers. And I want to know, what is the protocol for greeting and shaking hands for a group that large? Should I initiate a greeting with each one prior to the interview, or should they? I spoke to everyone when I first got there and immediately took my seat. What should I do? Thanks. I did not get the job, but I wanted to know what the protocol in the event that I have another interview like that. LaTanya Jones in Macon, Georgia."
Wow. Did she say a panel of 12?
Mm-hmm.
God.
Actually, Don, I've been interviewed by 18 people at one time.
Really?
Yes.
Well, sure.
It was for a job with a manufacturing company, and they had everyone from HR to the plant manager to different people from the floor who worked in the plant. It was just a mixture of people. There were 18 people. It was a little bit intimidating. However, I felt very confident. But I know that it can be intimidating when you do have a panel of 12.
Wow.
And at that time, I did not shake each person's hand. Of course, they did introduce themselves, and I, you know, introduced myself. And at the end, I think I only shook a couple of their hands, the people who were closest to me,
mm-hmm.
and they had another interview person coming in later. So,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So is that very common?
It's not extremely common,
mm-hmm.
but a lot of companies will bring in a panel, basically two people. I've seen that before. I actually have been interviewed that way before. One person will ask the questions, another will take notes.
Mm-hmm.
And I've also had a panel of four. Each person in that panel would take a turn to ask a question. Each person took notes. It just depends on that company's how they do their interviews, and I think a lot of times it depends on what position it is.
Sure. I guess the size of the company, too,
mm-hmm.
I would think would be part of that determination as well. Well, great question, and hopefully that will help. And I did mean to say, even though that we're doing a lot of testimonials, if you guys still have any kind
mm-hmm.
of questions, you can feel free to send those to us, because no matter what we're talking about, which particular topic we're covering, we want you to know that you're always welcome to call in or to send us an email with your question. You don't necessarily have to wait until
mm-hmm.
we schedule or do that particular topic. So,
right.
But hopefully that will help.
Well, I wanted to say one other thing to LaTanya.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, the person interviewing or persons interviewing will initiate and kind of, you know, set up the tone for the interview session. So I would say that you would go, go with the tone that they set for that interview.
Mm-hmm.
So normally, when I interview someone, I will be the person who will initiate and shake hands as
mm-hmm.
the interviewer.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, ask you to have a seat or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
That's a large group of people that have to stand up and shake hands around
sure.
the table. So
that will probably take up half of your interview time.
Absolutely. And depending on how close the interviews are set up as well, maybe they're interviewing other people 30 minutes apart. So
sure.
just look at how they have their interview session and go with whatever they say
mm-hmm.
or whatever their protocol is.
Well, that's great. Thank you for that interview, that question. I'm sure someone out there certainly wanted to ask that question, because that's one,
mm-hmm.
believe it or not, that wasn't covered over the three-part series, because there was so much information to cover. Well, we have another one. Hello, Etiquette and HR. Lady, I was laid off my job 6 months ago after working there for 11 years. I was devastated. Over the last few months, I attended numerous job fairs all over town, but had not gotten an interview. I was sure what I was doing wrong. After listening to all three parts of your show on interview etiquette a few weeks ago, I heard you say research, research, and research the company
mm-hmm.
you are interested in. In addition, I wrote out questions about the company and that I wanted to know, and I learned to actually follow up submitting my resume. When I made the follow-up call a week later, I was granted an interview. I felt very comfortable and prepared during the process, and I was offered the position on the spot. Wow.
Oh, wonderful.
Thank you for educating me and helping to build my confidence. And this comes from Sam Iblaka from New York City. Wow, Sam, congratulations on your new job. How exciting. And for those of you out there, gosh, how exciting. Thank you for the call.
That's very good.
Yeah, congratulations.
It is so wonderful to hear those wonderful testimonies, Donna. And I have one that's very similar.
Mm-hmm.
Dear HR lady and etiquette lady, thank you, and thank you for hosting three shows to give us information, good information, and very important information on interviewing in these times. I just want you to know that I changed some things, added some things, and basically revamped my resume to reflect each individual job I applied for. I am scheduled for an interview on Tuesday, September 22nd, and will definitely utilize the tips you all gave us for the actual interview. And one more thing, no more jeans for me in an interview. Thanks again, Regina Patterson, Dallas, Texas.
Very good. Very good, Regina. Wow, all the best to you. Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guys, we're going to be right back after this quick commercial break.
What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show is sponsored by Pages Etiquette Seminars, LLC. Pages Etiquette Seminars provides both personal and professional development training for all ages and offers motivational and training materials such as What is Etiquette Anyway? By Donna Page Riley, a book about manners for children, but grown-ups can read it too. This book covers introductions, writing thank yous, table and telephone manners, and much more. In addition, the book, What is Executive Etiquette Anyway? Key ingredients for building successful working relationships. Some of its content includes How to Master the Art of Networking, Business Over Lunch, and How to Impress Your Interviewer, only to name a few. Pages Etiquette Seminars, that's www.pagesetiquette.com, www.pagesetiquette.com.
Okay, and we're back. Let's go directly to another one of our emails. It says, hello, ladies. Just a quick note to inform you that after listening to your interview etiquette series, after taking lots of notes, I felt empowered. I've interviewed over the past 3 months, but it was the last interview that I went on last week. I aced. I was offered the position. Many thanks to the two of you for what you do in educating the public about how to act and what to do in various situations. I've told all my friends and family around the country about your show, and they are now tuning in. Thanks again, and kudos to you both. This comes from Mark Myers in Atlanta. Thank you so much, Mark. That is wonderful. And certainly thank you so much for sharing our show with your friends and family. We certainly do appreciate that.
Very cool.
Okay, wow. Okay, Denise, you want to go with another one that you have?
I sure do. Dear show host, I want you to know that I thoroughly enjoyed the series on interviews, on etiquette, in interviews, how to dress, especially how not to dress. I do have a question, though. I recently went to an interview, and I know that you all said that you must have questions at the end to ask, or you should have questions to ask, and I asked a couple of questions. However, toward the end, when the interview was wrapping up, I had another question. At that time, I did not want to interrupt, but I also remember that you said to send a thank you note, and I did get her email address. I actually sent a handwritten thank you note, but the question I wanted to ask, I sent an email, and she replied. I'm hoping that I will hear something from her soon. Thank you again for giving me some wonderful tips on what I should and shouldn't do when it comes to interviewing. John Smith, Los Angeles, California.
Wow. That is indeed wonderful.
Well, I think, too, when an interviewer gives you a card, their email address, et cetera, that leaves it open for you, you know, to continue to communicate if need be. And so I think what he did was the right thing by sending that thank you note. But then he had another question, and so he sent her an email.
And that's great. That's great, because it's just like a follow-up.
Actually, it is like a follow-up, and it shows, too, that you are interested, still interested in the position,
mm-hmm.
and hopefully John will get a reply soon. I think in a lot of cases, you know, Donna, when I interview, I don't always give them an answer right away when I'm interviewing, especially if I have 12 or 15 openings for the same type job. But to get information back, a call back, or even a thank you letter with a question, please call me,
mm-hmm.
That does help in giving you some idea of who you might want to put in those positions. So I do appreciate a little bit of feedback coming from the actual applicants. That may sway my decision as an HR person to perhaps look at that person a little bit closer and maybe do a job offer.
Mm-hmm. And, Denise, let me ask you this. About how many, I guess, like an average, say out of maybe, I don't know, maybe 50 applicants that you've interviewed, how many people or what kind of a percentage would you say typically actually do a follow-up?
Wow. That's very interesting. I would say in about 50 for my retail industry, I would probably say about half to 75% right now because of the market and how it is.
Mm-hmm.
And before the market, you might hear from maybe 25%.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That kind of gives you guys an idea that you certainly do want to follow up. And I do remember in one of the segments, I think there was a lady that she either called in or sent us an email or something saying that she was following up every day
mm-hmm.
for several weeks. And I remember you telling her that was a little too frequent.
Right, that is a little bit too frequent. It gets to be a little bit much. And with retail HR, especially when you're doing a mass hire of 50 to 60 people and you're trying to hire that many, you're going to probably interview 150 to 200 applicants
mm-hmm.
and in a short time. So if someone is following up continually that way, it can be a little bit much for that interviewer
mm-hmm.
To stop and have to answer questions. I mean, and it's no problem answering questions or taking a phone call.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's just that I do suggest that people be a little bit patient, especially if the interviewer says to them, I will follow up with you in a certain amount of time, a week, 2 weeks, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So just every single day, I know you spoke about that in one of the parts of the segment.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a little too much, a little too frequent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you guys, we're going to tell you how you can contact us.
You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show. Call us now at area code 347-324-3295. That's 347-324-3295. Or email us your comments at info@pagesetiquette.com.
Okay, another email, HR and Etiquette Lady. It's incredible how following your advice to a T allowed me to get my first job. I am a recent grad, and due to the economy, we the recent grads, were told that we probably wouldn't get hired anytime soon. Of course, this dampened our spirit, and we weren't extremely hopeful. I listened to your show, the last two parts of the interview etiquette, and followed all your advice from what to wear to preparing a resume to writing a thank you. I was confident in my interview, and the hard work and preparation studying the notes you gave us allowed me to gain this position. I told all my friends about your show, and now they listen too. Thanks again, and this comes from Kathy Meeks in Augusta, Georgia. Congratulations, Kathy. Congratulations, and thank you so much for the kind words, and we certainly do appreciate you. And And, of course, Denise, of course, you know, just right around graduation time, basically, you know, a lot of the talk was just simply about, you know, how, I guess, gloomy the interview situation would be for the recent graduates. And, you know, it's not a negative, you know. And like she had stated, that they weren't very hopeful, but I will say no matter what's going on, no matter what the economy, keep hope alive. I mean, stay hopeful and encourage. And we certainly, you know, our goal is also to encourage you on this show. So, you know, never go into a situation already saying that it's hopeless or, you know, it's probably not going to happen. And just kind of change that and you know, always see sometimes you have to look hard, but there is always some type of silver lining in every cloud. So I'm so glad that that you certainly got that job. And Denise, did you have another email?
I do have a real quick one here. It's kind of similar to, Dear Etiquette and HR Lady, I recently wrote a new resume and had the interview, and I sent a thank you note. The person who interviewed said that they would get with me, said they had several other people to interview and that they would let me know something within a week. Well, it's been a week and a few days. I just wanted to let you know I did not call and bug the interviewer. I am going to, at this point, after a week and a few days, send her an email to find out what is going on. And I just wanted to thank you and to say to you that in the past that I have called every other day to see if I could get a job. And now that I know I need to be patient and basically wait for that interviewer to call me or send me something, I feel a little bit better about going through the process. Thank you for the three informative shows, and I appreciate the information on interview skills, what not to wear. Also, I really wish you could come to my area and do a live presentation to give my community some hope. Thanks, Justin Buford in Louisiana.
Wow. Is Justin, you say?
Justine.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Justine, for sharing that with us. And certainly feel free to reach out, and perhaps we'll be able to come there. But you guys, I want to say once again, thank you all so much for these powerful testimonies that you've shared. And you certainly all deserve a round of applause. We really, really appreciate each and every one of you, even those who did not necessarily send us a testimonial. That's okay. Knowing that you're listening is wonderful. Well, gosh, I wanted to certainly say thanks again for supporting our show and listening. And, of course, those who are, whether or not you're joining us for the first time today or you've been a part of our family, thank you so much. Remember, again, if you have an etiquette question or if you have an etiquette topic you'd like to hear us cover in the future, please be sure to let us know. And be sure to tell your friends and family about our show. And I thank you guys for telling us today that you have certainly been inviting them to listen. And after all, our goal is certainly to make the world a polite place to live. And we know that this task is one person at a time. Remember, never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. That comes from Proverbs 3:3. And make sure that you initiate a random act of kindness this week. Okay? And we're going to do a random act of kindness show coming up soon. So thanks again for tuning in. We will talk again next week. Take care and God bless. Good night.
Good night.
You've been listening to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show where our goal is to make the world a polite place to live. Thanks for listening and please join us again next week when we'll discuss another exciting etiquette topic.